We could write a script for the Jaguars game this Sunday against the Ravens. What would it be? I'll tell you in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, good people? Happy Thanksgiving Eve. I am Tony Wiggins with the Locked On Jaguars podcast, your daily Jaguars podcast, where it's your team every day. And we thank you for making us your first listen, reminding you that we are free on all platforms, wherever you get your podcast. And please like and subscribe to the YouTube page as well. Today's show is sponsored by LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. Got to come up with a script or some sort of formula to give you guys hope for the game this weekend versus the Baltimore Ravens as the Jaguars come off of a bye against a very tough opponent, one of the five best teams, arguably, in the National Football League. And, of course, with one of the most dynamic players in the National Football League in quarterback Lamar Jackson. It's a very, very tough thing to have to deal with, but there's always a way to do it. As you can tell, in the National Football League, teams that aren't supposed to win seem to win all the time because everyone's getting a paycheck. So how do we do it? I'll discuss that in the first segment. I'll name five players, two on offense and three on defense. Some of them are captain obvious, and you know who they are, that they have to really, really play well. But I'm going to give you some scenarios where things that could possibly happen that could make this game go. It has to be wild. So I'm going to tell you right now, it's got to be a little bit of a wild and crazy game for things to go the way the Jaguars want them to go. Third and final segment, I'll tell you why Thanksgiving is so important to me personally. It's not necessarily the historical fables and the tales of what Thanksgiving and how it started, but more or less it's a personal thing, and I'll get into that. And I'll tell you again, things that you have to have on Thanksgiving, things I can actually do without on Thanksgiving. So we'll talk about that. But first and foremost, what has to happen for this game Sunday to go the way the Jaguar fans hope that it will go, and that'll give you sort of optimism that you can get what you want out of this game. They're not going to be favored. There's no thing, such things as moral victories. We've talked about that. It's either wins, losses, or ties. Almost doesn't count, because if almost did count, the Jaguars would probably be in the playoff running right now, but they're 3-7. Baltimore is very formidable. The defense in Baltimore hasn't been what it always has been in the past. The last couple of weeks they've gone out, they have played like the Baltimore defense of old. Wink Martindale is no longer there. He's with the New York Giants. So there's a little bit of a different cadence and a little bit of different way that that defense moves. On offense, just when it seems like they have playmakers, it always seems like Baltimore is always in search of wide receivers, right? Everyone knows that. It's like, who's going to be a receiver for the Ravens? It always looked like they fall short. One thing that they never fall short on, though, are tight ends. They keep some tight ends. And one thing they have now is Mark Andrews, who's, I think, the second-best tight end in the NFL. And then they got some other guys, Isaiah Likely, who's a rookie who's playing really, really well. Josh Oliver, who probably should have still been here, as of late has picked up a little bit while Andrews is out. They always seem to have a very good offensive line with names you know, with names you don't necessarily know. And then they'll find running backs. They picked up Kenyon Drake off the street this year. He's had a couple of big games for him. They still have Gus What's-His-Face. I call him Gus What's-His-Face. That's a joke between me and my boy Debo. But J.K. Dobbins, who they drafted, hasn't played very much because he's had an injury. So it's been Lamar Jackson, a little bit more Lamar Jackson, and then some Kenyon Drake. The Jaguars cannot get into this phone booth with Baltimore. And what I mean by that is thinking that we're going to play ball control. We're going to keep their offense on the sideline. We're going to limit their opportunities. We're going to try to eat the clock up. And we're going to try to win a game 16-13. If you do that, you're playing, I think you're playing right into their wheelhouse. This is what they do. These are the type of games that they win. those ugly games. You're not going to beat them in an ugly game. You also don't want to play the Titans that way. The way you're going to beat those teams, you got to score points. You have to score points and take them out of their comfort zone because they are in the game to do one thing, and that's to make you play it on their terrain. They want that sort of game, right? So with me, anytime somebody wants something, I'm going to do the total opposite if I want to be successful. And the way that you do it is you kind of make it a shootout. You have to kind of put pressure on them to score points. You have to attack them in certain areas. They're not going to try to attack you and be getting a shootout because I just told you they lack wide receivers. They lack that sort of consistency and that explosiveness. You do what I just said, you kind of do it against the Chiefs, but you still have to understand that trying to win a game with only 20 points against them doesn't work because they can get 20 points like that. So you have to actually get into a little bit of a beat down and a matchup with those guys in a phone booth, but you have to do it while scoring points. So just because you want to slow the game down and decrease the amount of opportunities that your opponent has doesn't mean you have to slow it down to a snail's pace to the point where you yourself fall asleep and actually by default play a certain brand of football that benefits them. You do not want to do that. So how can the Jaguars score points? Offensively, I'm going to give you two guys. I'm going to give you three, but one of them I'm going to wait to segment two. But offensively, it's going to be Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne, period. Captain Obvious, right? I told you, your two best players are going to have to get it done. Now, Trevor's going to need a little help for more than just Travis. I think Christian Kirk's going to have to find him a couple of little windows to sit down in and a couple of little areas. I think he can get deep. I do think Marcus Peters, while he can be slick, can also be manipulated a little bit and baited into making some bad decisions. So those are the two guys on offense. Travis Etienne running the ball. Can't have drop passes. You really can't make mistakes this week. Every single opportunity that you create, and I think they'll have some, can't be like Kansas City where you create opportunities and then they'll take advantage of them. You have to really make sure that everything ends up in points. So those are the two on offense that have to play well, and we obviously know that. One guy will play offense some, but he'll mostly be on special teams. I think he'll be big, and I'll give you a scenario where he can actually be huge and help the Jaguars. And I'll make sure we do that in segment two on Locked On Jaguars. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a few other things. Then we're going to get to some fun stuff about Thanksgiving. So without much ado, segment one is in the books. We'll hit you up with segment two here in just a second after I let you know that today's show is sponsored and brought to you by BetterHelp. That's right, BetterHelp. And it is very, very important to me that you understand that life does not come with a manual. It doesn't come with a handbook that always tells you what to do in every single situation. And many times we get bogged down trying to make decisions for ourselves that we really, really, really should have some assistance in helping us make them. Life throws all kinds of curve balls at you. And I'm telling you, man, it could really, really, really put you in a bind sometimes. And that's where BetterHelp comes in, because BetterHelp is online therapy, and it's basically the next best thing to actually having a handbook in your hand. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient, secure, and accessible anywhere, and it's 100% online. I needed it when I went through a divorce. How do I handle myself? And then how do I help deal with my kids when problems arrive? And it actually helped me. Whether or not you've been in therapy personally, talk about the broader benefits with your therapist that can help you. You don't have to have previous therapeutic experience, or all you have to do, man, is just be willing to sit down and talk to these therapists. They have been vetted and they are available 100% online. All the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, more accessible, and more affordable. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/lockedon. Now listen to me. Get unstuck with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, patreon.com/lockedon. All right, rolling on here in segment two. I was talking to you in segment one about who could actually help the Jaguars make the plays and write this script that will allow the Jaguars to maximize their chances to win this game. You're going to need some stuff above the X's and O's and beyond the normal, you know, things that happen during a football game. And a guy who can make that happen, he's shown in the past, and I think he's ready to do it now, is Jamal Agnew. I mentioned in a segue and said that it was going to be a person who normally plays offense, but it's going to be a person who does more than play offense, and that is Jamal Agnew, a dynamic kick returner. I think this is the game where he does something in the kicking game, whether he's on a punt return or a kick return. 9 times out of 10, he's going to be on a punt return because Justin Tucker's going to kick it out of the end zone. It's not going to let it be in play during a kickoff. So, punt return game, get Lamar Jackson off the field on third down with a big sack or the pass rush creating a situation where they get holes. And those holes are just like sack because it's a 10-yard loss, even though it's not a loss of down. Then you get Jamal Agnew in a good situation in a punt return game. And I predict he's either going to return one all the way for a touchdown or he's going to reset field position at least twice in this game. So Jamal Agnew is someone that I'm looking forward to making a big plays. On defense, who I think can make big plays? Andre Sisco has been banging people around for a couple of weeks now. I think he can continue to do that. He's going to be very, very important, though, when it comes to stopping the tight ends because they love to get their tight ends into the middle of the field. And I think Andre Sisco could possibly bait Lamar Jackson into thinking that he has something that he doesn't and put himself in a position to either create big hits that cause fumbles or even an interception. So this is a script we're writing. I'm looking for Andre Sisco for the third week in a row to make huge plays in the passing game and either get a turnover or cause a turnover. Third and final defensive player I think is going to be huge is Trayvon Walker. We've been waiting for it to happen, and I think this is a game where Trayvon Walker gets a sack and possibly a forced fumble or even one of those screen passes where he tips it and tips it to himself, and it happens in Baltimore territory. So those are some things. This is the script that I'm writing. And I know you guys are saying, man, you know, this sounds like something out of Hollywood wig. If they do all of this, of course they're going to win. Well, that's what I'm telling you, because I think it has to be a crazy game. I think it has to be an aggressive game offensively. And then I think it has to be a controlled, aggressive play on defense with certain people. You notice everybody I mentioned is a dynamic athlete. I may have mentioned the five or six best athletes on the field, because I think that's what it's going to take. I think it's going to take special people who are twitchy, who move a certain way, who have the athleticism, because Baltimore, they're no frills. Baltimore's not going to sit here and try to trick you. It's just going to be, come on, let's get it right now, me and you. And when you do that, you need guys that just walk out of that tunnel. If y'all heard me say this before, you need guys that when they show up and they get off the bus and they walk out of that tunnel, they give you an athletic chance to make plays. And those are five of the six people that I think have the best chance to do it. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to them going out and proving it this weekend. Now, third and final segment, I'm going to tell you why Thanksgiving is so important to me, what it means to me and my family. And then I'm going to tell you some do's and don'ts for Thanksgiving dinner. I'll do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I have to let you know that today's show is brought to you and sponsored by LinkedIn Talent Solutions. LinkedIn has been very important to me as a small business owner. It's also been very important to the success of one of my kiddos. That's right. My daughter got out of the Army a little over a year ago. She posted her resume on LinkedIn Jobs, and guess what happened? She was connected to a company, did an interview, and the day she got off active duty, she was gainfully employed, and she's been there, and that company is very happy. If you own a company, you can do the same thing. All you got to do is post your vacancies on LinkedIn Talent Solutions at LinkedIn Jobs. Put the purple hiring hashtag frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skill and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and possibly hire. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the quality candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We thank you for making us your first listen here on Locked On Jaguars. We also thank you for making your second listen Locked On Sports Today. If you'd seen Locked On Sports Today last week, you'd have saw me on an episode because they take the biggest stories and the biggest games and things that matter around the league and they build one show. And they go beyond the scoreboard, behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today is available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. Go over there and say what's up to my man Peter Bukowski as he does a fabulous job on Locked On Sports Today. Hopefully we'll wake up Sunday afternoon after we see what's going to happen. You're going to be eating leftovers, right? So you're going to go to sleep. And then you're going to wake up. And then hopefully when you wake up, you realize the Jaguars won or that you remember that the Jaguars actually won their game. And we'll all be happy on Sunday afternoon. I will do a postcast on Sunday immediately following the game. This is your Friday prediction show all rolled into one because we're taking Friday off, but we will have a crossover tomorrow with Locked On Ravens. Make sure you check that out too. But I did predict on that show, I made a prediction on that show. You're not going to be too thrilled about it, but you won't be upset. I didn't pick the Jaguars to win, but I did pick them to play a certain way. And if they play this way, they have a really, really good chance to win this game. We've already talked about guys that have to step up and make plays, that it has to be a little bit of a wild and crazy game, that it can't be your status quo bar fight in a phone booth. Let's see who's going to make it out of here. That's what Baltimore does. You don't want to play that game with them because they're good at it. That's their identity. You want to do something that's opposite of their identity. I tell you something that you don't want to do that's opposite of what we're used to. Don't go and get too fancy and try to get your Food Network on Thanksgiving. Don't be putting extra stuff in the macaroni and cheese. Don't put all of those pimentos and all those little crazy vegetables in the potato salad. As a matter of fact, don't let nobody make potato salad if you haven't had it before. And please don't eat it if it's not cool and been in the refrigerator because you're going to find yourself in the hospital, right? Don't get all fancy smancy and try to act like you're one of those people on TV and put all of these extra things in your dish. It's either fried or roasted turkey. Keep it simple, or you can smoke it if you know what you're doing. And you better know what you're doing because you don't want to smoke it too dry. Ham is always cool, but make sure you baste it in it. It's not all dry. Most of y'all going to go buy it pre-cooked from somewhere anyway because that's the way it goes. The desserts, typical stuff. It's always sweet potato pie for us, not pumpkin pie. Peach cobbler is always allowed. A little ice cream, you know, to make sure that you can get all of that stuff to go down and leave when it's time for it to process. And trust me, the dairy is going to help you do that. Sweet tea is a must. Stuffing. All of the usual things. Now, there's one thing I could actually do without on Thanksgiving, and it's cranberry sauce. I am not a cranberry sauce type dude. In fact, I don't even like sweet stuff mixed in with my regular food, right? I don't want it touching it. I like my other food to touch a little bit. I don't like that to be touching a little bit. And I got all of these cooking ideas from my grandmother because Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving, has been my favorite day of the year since I was a kid. And right before COVID in 2020, I lost my grandmother. She had a long time battle with dementia, and she finally left us and went home to glory. But we still keep those traditions going in my family. And my wife lets everybody know that your dad is not going to do anything. He's not going to leave the house. He's going to chill the night before Thanksgiving. So it's not for, and shout out to anybody who celebrates you for the historical reasons. It's not that, but it's always been a chance that no matter where you are, what you're doing, when I was in the military, when my uncles were in the military, they always found their way. People found a way to not be too busy to show up Thanksgiving morning to come and eat my grandmother's cooking. So that was significant for me because when everybody, I have a daughter in Charlotte. I got kids all over here. I got kids over here. I got kids that are hairdressers. I got people in my family that are always busy, and we hardly ever get together, but we always find a way on this day to get together. So the reason why it's so special for me the night before is because you're doing all of that stuff out of love, and you're preparing it from the bottom of your heart for your family to come together. So I always say that I tell that story on Thanksgiving Eve because that's what day it is today. Normally, I don't say what day I'm doing a podcast because I want you to listen to it whenever you want to listen to it. But it means so much to me to do and prepare and do things for other people, to know that the culmination is they're going to come and they're going to sit and enjoy it. The least hungry person tomorrow is going to be me because I'm going to taste everything while I'm preparing it the night before and just sit around and watch my kids eat, man. And I love it. And I hope you guys have a great day. Postcast on Sunday. Remember, Jaguars game on Sunday. Right after the game, we'll do a YouTube postcast. We'll also place that on our audio outlet so you can get that wherever you get your podcast. Hopefully it's a day of enjoyment for you guys on Thursday. Enjoy shopping on a Friday and enjoy your time with your family. Please do what I always say. Take care of each other. And happy Thanksgiving from Locked On Jaguars and the Locked On Podcast Network. Take care, and we'll see you Sunday.